Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has received a federal grant to improve local air quality. The $4 million targeted airshed grant announced by the Environmental Protection Agency yesterday will boost the latest version of the borough's long-running wood stove changeout program, which supports conversion to alternate fuels, according to borough air quality manager Nick Czarnecki.
Big difference with this funding is it's going to target switching out solid fuel burning appliances such as wood, pellet, and coal to cleaner burning alternatives such as fuel oil, natural gas, or propane.
Czarnecki says borough residents who reside within an EPA-defined air quality non-attainment area can also apply for funds to purchase emergency power backup systems to eliminate the need for wood heat during an electricity outage.
Such as a battery backup or a generator or solar panels that would provide power to their oil boiler so that if the power goes out, they would still have heat.
Czarnecki adds that participating in the borough program brings a deed restriction which bans future installation of solid fuel burning devices at the property. He emphasizes the importance of getting the appliances out of as many homes as possible.
We're projecting that this money can be used to change out around 476 devices.
That's out of about 12,500 wood and coal burning stoves and boilers in the non-attainment area. Czarnecki says individuals are eligible for removal and replacement funds ranging from $6,000 all the way up to $14,000.
The $14,000 is specifically for if you remove a hydronic heater and go to electric, natural gas, or propane. The incentive levels are based on the level of emission reductions we get because we want to incentivize those devices that would see the greatest emission reductions.
Czarnecki notes that there's still $1.7 million remaining in an earlier EPA grant-funded version of the program, which helps residents upgrade to more efficient wood stoves and boilers. An anonymous donor has given $110,000 to the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District to help pay for elementary music programs.
I'm very grateful for this generous donation. It'll provide much access to the instrumental music program here for the students in our district.
District Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce says the district will conduct an assessment to determine where the money's most needed.
We'll be determining the need and the condition of instruments at each of our sites and the program needs specifically.
The donation is the biggest the district has received in recent memory. Superintendent Karen Gaborik told school board members at a Tuesday meeting the gift is from an estate donor who wishes to remain anonymous. The state has opened the McCarthy Road for the season. A Department of Transportation release says the 60-mile gravel road between Chitna and McCarthy has been cleared of snow, but there are some icy spots and water on the surface, and travel is expected to remain difficult through the summer due to ruts, rocks, potholes, and soft shoulders. Drivers are encouraged to pack food, clothing, first aid, and repair supplies, including spare tires, as there are no services along the McCarthy Road. I'm Dan Bross.